Hello, my name is Daryl Doring. This call is one that I experienced as a paramedic student several years ago. Therefore, some of the details are kind of dusty in my brain, but the overwhelming effect on patient care goes on. As a paramedic student, well, as a child, I grew up, spent a lot of time on farms, so I was familiar with farm animals and farms in general. This particular call was at a farm, and we were told on arrival by the fire department that they were trying to get the horse out of the stall. And we're thinking, okay. And we walked in with all of our appropriate equipment. Patient was unresponsive in the middle of this particular stable. Was using chips from wood chips on the floor as bedding. And this biggest horse I've imagined ever seen was standing there. And this lady on the floor in the middle of the stall. And this was her favorite horse, and evidently she was this horse's favorite rider, and was very protective of the patient. And the patient gave every indication that she was still breathing, and skin was pink, but she quite obviously had some head injury. And it looked like the horse had kicked her, or somehow she'd fallen and gotten stepped on. But the horse was doing everything it could to make sure that the horse didn't cause additional injury to our patient. Somehow or another, the fire department was finally able to get the horse out of where the patient was, and without additional injury to the patient. And it seemed like forever. Once we got access to the patient, we quickly used the BLS maneuvers to open the airway and oxygenate and C-spine and backboard, and we had a very good short scene time. And en route, we got our clothes cut off and multiple IVs, and on arrival at the emergency department, my mentor, paramedic mentor preceptor, was able to intubate, I believe, on like the second or third try, because there was some facial trauma. Patient again was unresponsive to inhalation stimulus. I don't remember what the vital signs were, if she had Cushing's presentation or not. But we get the patient into the trauma room and move the patient across, and the doctor, of course, is ordering all the right blood tests and scans and everything else. And one of the cursory procedures that the emergency department did there was to check blood sugar. And initial findings came back that the blood sugar was low. I don't remember how low it was, but it came back significantly low. At which point my preceptor looks at me and says, "What was the blood sugar?" And I said, "Didn't check it." And he said, "Oh." And they checked the blood sugar and it was low, and they pushed the D50, and the patient immediately started to fight the tube, wake up, and open her eyes. Because of the suspected brain trauma, they were quick to make sure that she remained intubated and appropriately sedated her. Scans all came back negative, and this was simply, ultimately, in retrospect, after all the tests were done, a matter of some superficial injuries to her face and a low blood sugar. Please consider checking blood sugars on unresponsive patients.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.